since 1967. What's up, guys? Today it's your boy up here. Today we got some nerds, rainbow flavor. And I actually have something interesting to talk about this time, so it's not just bullshit and echo along the way. Okay, guys, so for like a while now, I've been heavy ass investing in the story content. Now, I personally think I hit fucking. Personally, I think I hit fucking storytelling gold. So that's cool. I'll explain a little bit right now. Just need to check something. But yeah, stick around. I'm gonna actually tell you something. Because my first draft is my final draft. Bro. Yo. That's real. Raise my taxes, freeze my wages, and send my son to Vietnam. Give me second-class housing, second-class schools. Do you think those are just second-class fools and backlash? It's where the Trump has like an Instagram page. It's the last thing I thought he would have. Annie Frank. Damn, that's. Take it or leave it. Like, yo, why is that kind of real? Chuckle Nuts will still exist. Bring him right around. And it's full of folks like me. Like, Beige and Brown, Mr. Beck. Oh my god, there was this, The Onion, they're pretty funny, some pretty good satire stuff. I think it's some pretty good stuff. I just need to copy some text, because I usually, most of my ideas, I throw them, at this, at Faith. She's like a friend of mine, kinda. David, okay, good, I copied it. Okay, so I need to just, I might change the name of like one of the main characters to. What was it? Oh, yeah, Violet, yeah. Violet, I think, I don't know. Or May. Yeah, May was. Yeah, May, I think I might change her name to Violet. And some other. Drafts of the story. This connects like a story concept that I've been working on. It's about a story taking place within a world where the internet never existed. It's actually very, it's interesting. But I'm still working on it. It's kind of just like a side thing. I don't really care that much about it. Is it that or what was it? I know, because like this is kind of based out of another story. You know, sort of like the names and. Like, a little bit, but it's not that, but not that much, really. It's just more just some bullshit. Baby, you'll do right here. I'll didn't you do the lesson. You had your hoof with a kiss. You're in the wrong lane to catch a fish. Go ahead, yo, mind. I know I have no love this time. Can't you try to insist? You're in the wrong plane to catch a fish. But you sure look pretty. Yes, and you dress so nice. Papa always told me. So baby, be on your way. I hope you catch your fish someday. Take me up your list. You're in the wrong to catch a fish. this. I'll tell y'all like a second. Wait. Uncle what? But wait a minute. No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's actual bullshit. I can't even use my old ones. Bitch. I like a bunch of stuff here on my notes. Okay, so I'll tell y'all about this. Now, this kind of thing originally started as like a concept when I was taking a shower for like a student film that I could like maybe make in like school, in high school or something, like make a film. I'd be a part of like, if I was a part of film class. And because I like doing stuff visually, I don't really like, I have a lot of ideas, but I don't like to bother writing them down. I mean, if I had somebody to, like, write stuff, I could just tell them ideas, and then they could, like, you know, expand on them, but, yeah, that's that. Okay, so, the story will follow our two main characters, Rose and May, / Violet. I'm thinking of maybe changing the name, though. I think it just really depends on, what's the most viable, and what everybody thinks would be a better option, I think. I might put like a poll or something somewhere. I mean, I'm not exactly sure. It's not my problem. But, stand the masterpiece, best in the masterpiece. Oh, you should be Roman. You should be Roman. I remember when people, I guess, remember Kiki Lash was like pretty popular. Anyways, let me get onto that damn thing. So we would follow Rose and May, Violet, and, It would take place in a world where the internet never existed, basically shooting the entirety of everything in the foot, especially social stuff. I mean, I'd say that's probably a better world in general, but, I mean, objectively, it's a better world, because the internet truly has destroyed us. I mean, yeah, it's made us better, and, I mean, I'd probably be like Sal, or Mitchell, or Gabriel, or some of those other fucking dumbasses, but... Or probably be like my brother, but, and you know, he's a fucking scum. But, I mean, objectively, the world where the internet didn't exist would probably be a better world, honestly. We wouldn't have Antifa. We wouldn't have all this political bullshit. And I could actually maybe tolerate existing. So then life would just be simpler. It wouldn't be as stupid. Complex as it is these days. But, anyways, so yeah. So, take place at the school, because I missed this thing, like, oh, well, I'm gonna go to Tartarus, and then I'll, like, make this. That was back when it was just a simple idea. It was just, like, oh, a world where it was just a movie as an excuse or something like that. And then I kind of built upon it, and now it seems, like, really weird. I mean, I could probably do it. I probably just have to get some of my old friends together to form some of the higher up council, or the members of the closed circle, and then I'd have to. Man, I'd have to get so much information. Also, I mean, there is a film, like, movie club, which is probably not. But, yeah. Sorry, I'm just tired right now. Well, when my brain is starting to power up, I'm gonna tell you guys a story. This fanfiction was reading about the Loud House. And dude, that shit was fucking crazy as hell. Jesus Christ. Like, Jesus. It was a story about, like, I think, like, 21 years after... To really far into the future, like 21 years after, Lori, after Lori leaves to go to college, she, on the day she was gonna leave, she at like a party, she was like super drunk, and so she raped Lincoln, and she got pregnant, and Lincoln just thought it was a dream, and so you know, after that, she didn't know what was happening, but then she found out, so she was scared, and so after that she left. She told Bobby and said that it was just like an accident, like so drunk thing. And she didn't tell anyone except like Luna. But I thought it was Lincoln's. And so then, that was fucking crazy. Jesus Christ. Dude, I read some weird ass shit, man. Honestly. And then put a better song on. Anyways, I'm gonna continue the story. And so after Luna, so they only they're the he's the only other one. And then Lori to know about who the father of the child actually is. But you know, after she told him, he was like, we'll just get back to we'll just take a fluke or whatever. But she left him, and then she and then he and then Bobby killed himself, which made Ronnie Anne really mad. And so, and then Loanne, like Lone. As in loan, Loan, Loan. I'm not exactly sure how it's said. It's just it's text on a fucking archive of our own goddamn page. Don't touch me. And she's born, and so over like the first while, Lori and so she like, Lori's like disconnected from her family, and she really disconnected from Lincoln because you know, because you know she was like ashamed for what she did. And so she like drinks alcohol. She like has a couple of friends after that. They're on like 8 people in their lives. But then one day, when Loanne's like, I think they said it was like 13 or 14. They were around 14. They go to like a party, a Christmas party. All of them. Dating this guy. Girl tests or something like that. I don't even remember how exactly they described him. I think, but yeah, I remember he was a pedophile and he raped Loanne. And he was doing so for like a couple of years until like, then, in the middle of it, kind of in the middle of it. I mean, and that messed up Loanne, but because she wouldn't talk, the guy did get from jail, so he just walked, which I thought was kind of a little bit funny. Not the part, but just walked away like that. It's like, God, no, what a fucking pussy. Not him. Because she didn't tell anyone. You know, that's just my thing. I have no idea what the song's like right now because I'm like flipping my tablet again. So I don't know if Leon's audio is extremely good. But, yeah, man, that's just really good. I'm cooking that bonus pizza, bruh. Because you know, I'm dead ass and I'm cooking this pizza. Anyways, so after that couple years later, she's like 21 years old. She's like super fascinating because, you know, she's a fucking inbred. And yeah. When she got raped, so that's okay, whatever. But. She went away to her uncle. He's just her uncle. And she knows her mom would never look at the front. Because she goes there and she tells him about how her mom used to be here and all that stuff. And then he thinks that she's Lori because they look at the exact same. Then Lori appears, and they're all mad. And then he tells Herm about like all the other stuff, about like what Chester was doing to the kid. Chester's like the pedophile, and about how she was born, that she was his, so like inbred. And so, where we having some fun under the boardwalk. Anyways, after that, and she was told, and so then Ronnie and hear them, and Luann also hears them about like her truth of her birth and all that stuff. You know, Ronnie beats her face in, beats Lori's face in, because, you know, she basically raped her husband, or whatever, when she was a kid, and all that stuff, and the kid was inbred, and all the other messed up stuff. And so then right now, it's like after that, like, Luann stayed with her dad, and while her mom's going to Tokyo, or like, some high-paying job, and all this stuff like that. And, that's the best friend I've gotten so far. It's not the exact same, but you know, that's not a problem because you know, I got a pretty nice cut G I swear to God, if we had school, I'd have got slapped in the back of my head a couple of hundred times by now. I miss school. Not like the work part. I just miss the people. Though honestly, I kind of prefer online school because at least, like, I don't have to fucking put up with the constant bullshit of school. Like, at least when I was going, we just put like a video on in the background, listen to that while I'm just doing other stuff. But nah, it's cool. Yeah. But whatever. This quarantine can't last forever. Under the boardwalk. Under the boardwalk. Okay, my brain's still warming up, so I'm gonna read you guys. So I'm gonna read this, How to Train Your Dragon fanfiction in the meantime, while my brain is still wrapping itself around the idea of existing. Book 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 60. Yo, 101 chapters? Fucking Christ, man. That's not that long. I've read far long. Have you guys ever heard of that Uncommonplace fanfiction? That shit's fucking long. I've drawn the Vulcan, even. Maybe. Especially the Ultimate Army. Uncommonplace is a story about where the entire U.S., with the U.S., U.S., mainly U.S., Hawaii, and Alaska are transported to the world of My Little Pony. And it's... Damn, dude. I was reading this stuff like 3 years. I got finished a couple years back, but... Like a year or two back, but, pretty good, interesting ride, honestly, and it's pretty long, too. You should go check it out. If you guys have the goddamn time, which, I mean, most of the you guys that are watching this, especially like Sal, Gabriel, probably the other weirdos that I have just there, or I guess all the other people, no one has time. Hell, I don't even have time. I just get some fucking chapters because that shit was too stupid. I fucking hate Spotify because sometimes I'm like, just listen to music, and then it goes into a loop where it's constantly fucking showing ads, and it never takes them off. It's just old ad after 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 ad. Oh my god, I just... Fucking where is that? I'm just gonna put, like, another thing on.
Oh yeah, I have...
Yeah, on my tabs on my home, they have I'll Take Care as a Search thing. On my Explore, when I have Hero the Dense, my subscriptions, I have Husband Hotel. On my notifications, I have VRChat, on my library thing. My mobile, I have animation memes from Pet Peeves. Hmm. I read them, I watch those. Whoa, yo, that's not... Dang. Oof. I'm just gonna put some... I'll be taking that in a second. Anyways. Put YMCA on. I'm just about to find my brain working out. The card. Dun dun dun. Dun 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 dun. Young man, there's no need to go down, I said, young man, cut yourself off the ground, I said, young man, now you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy, young man, there's no place you can go, I say, young man, then you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and the sword will find many place to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Everything that you're meant to enjoy, get to step past all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. My parents are upstairs. I'm in the basement, so I can't sing too loud. Don't ever do fear. My necklace, or my, no, my rosario is like a Catholic, it's like a Mexican Catholic thing. Constantly, I have two faces. One of them, one of those little pictures, a little piece of cloth, faces outwards, depending on when you can put it either way. But one side faces like up, one faces down. So, but if you make a change out, it'll go down and up. So, it'll thing. But there's always one side that's looking downwards that looks, that's not shown in the picture of gold, this little goldy thing. Mine, the one I can see right now, it's of it's the Church of San Luis. I think that's what it's called. No, not San Luis. This is like this church that's really big. It's because some guy killed his best friend, and so he felt so ashamed. So he took the rock, which is like this super heavy, like kind of like this ton weighted rock, this super heavy rock, and he dragged it all the way from like God. And he walked all the way up to like, the top of this mountain to like a church, and then he like begged for forgiveness and all that. And it's like right there on the thing. Yeah. And there's like a bunch of this giant wall covered with like pictures and papers of like people asking for El Santo Niño for like a miracle, for like a blessing, and then like sort of about how he helped them or whatever. And so there were like 1930s. That's what I remember as being like the earliest 1930 around that time. And they've been there since 1930, which is crazy, man. Anyways, okay, my brain's working together. Okay. Anyways, okay, so this story is about what if the Dungeons & Dragons people got put into actual history. So yeah, let me see the summary. Take history at dragons. Stir until a genius makes friends with them and things explode. Take the stock of Hiccup and tame dragons set to simmering in 1040 AD in the Scottish Hebrides. Add more kings, emperors, Romans, Vikings, conquerors, spies, warriors, thieves, knights, and nobles to taste. Take cover and sit back to watch the fireworks. In real life, 1040 was the tail end of the Viking Age. Europe was 50 years from the First Crusade. The Catholic and Greek Orthodox churches have not yet formally split. William the Conqueror is a Florentine in Normandy. The Byzantine Empire is collapsing after a revival under one of their great emperors. And the great Viking Harald Hardrada is a Varangian mercenary there. While the Caliphates are having a rough time from their new Seljuk Empire and their own internal tension, the most corrupt pope in history holds a role. The Reconquista of Spain is on the way up to the camps of the Caliphate of Cordoba. Fuck yeah. Fucking Muslims. Yeah, that's not a racist thing. The Muslims held Spain is? They held that place for like years. And the Reconquista. And honestly, Spain killed us all off, but I mean, at least the fucking meant, it's basically meant, like, we fucking exist. At least I do. So, you know. Or just means, you know, yeah. But in terms of all, man, fucking Muslims, they're a bunch of jackasses. Fucking. Good thing that we won and they lost. Hopefully they die in the next couple hundred years. At least in the next couple centuries. And then again, I'd rather have them around than these fucking liberals. But even then, there's only a slight chance. And that's just because at least we kind of agree on some things. Not me, but just everyone as a whole. And also then, I don't think they give a damn. Okay, the coast of Cordoba and the Norse religion was a pale shadow of what it was once. Hanging on around the Baltic Sea, Iceland, Greenland, and the Hebrides. Balan. That's the power of love. Ended that heating mix there is now Hiccup and Burk. Yeah, history know what we hit it. Chapter 1. On Approach. Autumn, 1040 CE. Or after Christ. Chapter 1. On Approach, just 1040. Yeah. Man, the Americas was still fucking bumbling shithole with Embolic tribes and natives. I don't think anyone was even. I don't think people were in Argentina yet. Though I may be wrong. People say that with Chinese. It's actually like, yeah, people. I don't know why Chinese people have slit eyes. I don't know. Chapter 1, Unapproached. Dragon War. The population for the low level rated conflict between the Green Death Nest and the Viking settlements of the Hebrides Islands. Specifically in reference to Burk and the Inner Hebrides reigning from circa 750 Common Era until 16 September 1040 Common Era. Julian Reckoning. Yeah!
Did you make the choco bananas or mom?
Mom. Are they on the. What's happening up there?
Well, mom left them out, so we were melting. So I just put them out.
Yeah, don't worry, fam. My phone's charged, so.
Lots of ribs.
Your last one.
Mom bought another one, but that one's for Natalie. Even though she's not gonna know, like, I don't think Natalie likes them. Unless she can eat them. But there's like they're like gravel, basically. It's basically eatable gravel, honestly.
Oh, I know. I've had them.
Yeah.
It's like just sugar.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what most... That's what candy is, but whatever.
But this is just...
Yeah, it's literally candy. Just sugar.
Where's the ingredients? Sugar, corn syrup... Yeah.
Everything uses corn syrup. I'm not gonna care to look it up because I'm too bored. Because I don't care. But just again, like, a couple, like, seconds. And then I'm gonna go, check up on it because I'm bored. Hey, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What's up?
You know those sandwiches that were in the freezer?
Remember?
It's like in the microwave, those things.
Bad?
No, I ate them. They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
What about them?
I ate them.
Oh.
There's two.
I thought maybe you're gonna tell me they taste like freezer.
Upstairs.
We should learn how to make a gelatin in the daytime so when I get home, I hit a
beat. So that's my powder to some water mixing it right.
You have the water, but you gotta know how much hot water is. Like one cup hot water, mix it like, you know, 3 minutes, let it melt, and then one cup cold water or, you know, regular water.
I went on the bike.
You know?
Earlier, like around like one or two.
No flat, huh?
No, I was holding up. At least for today. Oh, mom. Okay, guys, I'm sorry, but I don't want to do some stuff. Ow. Is it even so... Okay, so... What the hell am I doing with my life? That's not cool. Okay, I'm kind of bored. I'll see you all tomorrow or something.